Over there too.
Blog Talk Radio.
I fix that.
Hello, hello, hello. Hope y'all had a good week. Y'all can kick back, relax, and chill with amongst friends. As you work really on it down with D Rob center right of me. D, how you feeling?
What up, people?
And the lovely Bree to my left. Bree, what's going on with you?
Hello.
All right, so y'all can join in at any given time. You know, we'd love to hear from you. The number is 760-683-2662. Or you can contact us at the Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show Facebook page, or as just the regular Amongst Friends page. So it's a nice topic, something that's a divisive and emotional thing amongst us as African Americans. Colorism. Colorism, why there colorism? Is it important? Can it be combated, if anything? You know, so yeah, you know, especially with, you know, own showing, what was that, Light Girls, with the second series of After Dark Girls. Why is there a need for shows like that? Why is there such, I'm team light skin or team dark skin? You know, why can't we all just be one? D-Rob, you have an answer for that? Why can't it just be black folk? Why I gotta be team light, team dark? She just gave me this ugly look, y'all.
Because that's the way that God made us.
Really?
I mean,
but he didn't make anybody team light skin or team dark skin.
I mean, but this has been going on since
House Negroes and Field Negroes.
Right. I mean, you even had the House Party and the whole, you know, movie of the paper bag test and all this kind of stuff. So it's not something that's brand new. It's something that's been going on
since they brought us to this country. Right. Maybe even before that, but I don't have any history on that.
Well, there's always been, even before then.
Yeah,
I mean, like, even if you look at some of the, what was it, the guy, what is his name?
Shaka
Zulu. Not Shaka Zulu.
Really?
Don Cheadle.
Rwanda.
Yeah, and so there was a whole division of the lighter skins and the broader noses and all of that kind of stuff. So it's been around forever.
The Hutus and the
right.
Yeah.
I might be wrong, but whatever.
I know it's the Hutus, but I don't remember what the other ones were.
The Tootsies or something? I don't know.
Well,
it's
got to a point.
Isn't that your job to Google it if you have a question? Since you're in charge.
I'll Google it, and you can keep talking.
Okay. Well, we know. I get all that. You know, what does it say has been going on since the beginning of the time of that? But why has it got to a point now?
At the beginning of the time, everybody was the same color.
Thank you for that insightful. Put right there. Okay, so but now in today's times, like I said, there is a team this or a team that, as if people are proud to be, are proud to not be a certain shade. Like, I'm team dark skin and damn those, you know, light brights, whatever. Or I'm team light skin and damn those darkies.
I'm team red. I'm team brown.
But when red kind of fall under the team light?
No.
Like red bone? You know what I'm saying?
No. I'm brown.
Red is an undertone.
Okay.
Although, most of the time when somebody's talking about somebody being a red bone, it's more a light skin person.
Okay, well, that makes sense. So, why do you think?
Why do I think?
There's battle lines. You know, either you are or you're not. You know, with looking at now, Dark Girls a couple years ago when it came out, as opposed to looking at Light Girls. When I watched Dark Girls, it seemed like, you know, they did a tried to champion, you know, dark you know, brown and dark skin women, whereas the light skin.
The Hutu and the Tutsi.
So you're right there. So whereas the light girls seem to portray lighter skinned women as victims. I'll talk about compare and contrast the mm-hmm. two documentaries.
The white.
Light girls.
I heard some of those girls on Light Girls had no business calling themselves Light Girls, but I didn't watch it, so I don't know.
But see, my point, then you got some that went, well, obviously them probably wanted to be a lighter variety. Why is that?
I don't know. I've never wanted to be lighter. People used to make fun of me and stuff, but
I just wanted to be even toned. That's all. On one side it's this, and then on the other side it's like, can I just be a nice chocolate, like?
But you a scrumptious mocha, though. You know?
Can I just be chocolate, like? What's the Evita? What's the new chick? Who? What's her name?
Are we talking about Lupita?
Lupita, yes. Can I just be real Evita. Chocolate like that?
She been looking up Madonna or something. Sure. You want to be dark skin? Let's go to the tanning salon. Come on.
Well, I don't want to tan, and I don't want to put nothing on my skin. I'm just saying, how come I just couldn't have been born just chocolate?
So okay, do you think...
Because my dad is chocolate.
You want to be super black. You want to be blurple? No?
No. I just want a nice chocolate.
So do you find any fault with the complexion that you are now?
The only fault that I have is that I'm two-toned. Like, in the summer, I'm brown on top and light on the inside. I just want to be one color.
I saw the
song. Okay, well, but are most people?
No, not most people. They're even color. Like, Bree, she's just all one color.
Okay. Well, you know.
How come I can't be like that?
I don't know. I don't know.
You want to be caramel sundae like me?
I mean, like, even during the summer, like, mm-hmm. literally, I will lay out
right.
just so that I can be darker on the inside.
They have lightning cream.
You just realized that you said that? That's why he looked at you like that.
Okay, but you know what? It's funny that you said that. Like, why can't you? I mean, they have lightning creams. Look at Vibes Cartel. He was my complexion at one time. Now he is a color.
He was darker than you, child.
Okay, well, even then, now he pasty.
Now Sammy Sosa was your complexion. Now he looked like a ball of clay.
Right, but still, like, these two were brown.
He looked like that old soap.
right.
Using it, just get all nasty and gummy looking. Yeah. That's what he looked like.
Yeah, so, I mean, they have lightning cream, so why? Why can't there be a darkening cream? And if there was, let's see something you would want to.
Mm-mm. I'd be scared that the chemicals would do some type of crazy chemical reaction.
They do have a darkening cream. They have tanning lotion that you can put on that makes you a little darker.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. It's just I get frustrated.
Right.
When.
Or have you ever been ticked on or made fun of because of your complexion growing up? No, I'm asking. I'm serious.
Hell no. I was a big girl when I was younger. And I was tall. So, I didn't. I didn't pick on people. That wasn't my thing.
Well, you know, it's funny that Bree brought up, you know, tanning, which so you don't want to do because you want to be even all over. And with light girls... They interviewed Raven Simone, and she said that while she was playing on That's a Raven, that she was tanning 2 to 3 times a week because the producers, what I found was pretty funny, because Walt Disney, about Lily White as it can get, wanted her to be darker.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which would make more sense to just, why not bring in a Kiki Palmer?
Well, Kiki Palmer wasn't.
That's so Kiki.
No, but I'm saying, I mean, if they wanted an actress to be darker than the one I already have, rather than have her tan 2 to 3 times a week for a couple of years, would have been the best idea to come in mind with a darker
actress? No. Because it wasn't just about skin color, it's about her.
Right.
Raven Simone is a brand. Raven Simone is a million, but Raven Simone is a brand.
Well, that show's going to help her start bringing her brand before.
She was doing stuff before.
Yeah, because she was a cheetah girl and all that stuff.
I don't know anything about that.
Exactly.
Well, she was a cheetah girl. She did some commercials before she even went on the Cosby Show.
I remember that. You know, I remember Hanging with Mr. Cooper, which was a horrible show, if you ask me.
Sir, Hanging with Mr. Cooper was the biz on.
All right,
but what I'm saying is she was more of an established actress. Okay. When...
That play a part in her psyche. Because she why can I be... You know, she always has had this body image complex as is. When I think she said that when she started losing weight and guys were, before she came out, were looking at her, she said it made her feel uncomfortable because she wanted to be looked at as an actress, not because of her sickly figure. So now having to do this on top of already having body issues, it messed her mind up.
Oh, poor Raven Simone. She's light-skinned and she has big boobs. Boo-hoo.
Right. And sleeps on millions of dollars each
night.
Right,
exactly. Boo-hoo.
And so that's
finished.
So that goes back to what I said about the Light Girl, because this, the Light Girl documentary, made them like, oh, what was us? And it was like, oh, we lose out on roles because the director wants to be PC now and have a darker skin. So like, what was us?
I'm trying to figure out what role they're missing out on because everybody is like, and I belong to a group on Facebook that was complaining that every actress that they get to play Storm is light skinned, even though Storm in the comic books is brown.
Yeah, and that fact, I take it a step further. She's from Harlem, that's that, and she's of African ancestry. But you get the Holly Berrys, and now for the next X Men installment, it's another
fair camp.
So you stray away from the original Storm, who's of African descent from Harlem.
Yeah.
But like I said, let the typical actresses, say it. It's kind of like humble bragging. Oh, it sure is hard paying, paying mortgage on this 5-bedroom, 4-bathroom house.
So do you have a problem with the light skin lady?
No, say,
I mean,
why is there a point where, in
his defense though, I did hear that the light to compare to dark skin girls, or it was dark girls. Compared to dark girls, light girls was kind of like, suck your teeth, roll your eyes. Like, that's how it was. It was almost edited like that. It had a lot of people in it that had no business even commenting on anything related to anything serious. And it was almost like they threw the light girls a bone.
I mean,
was such a hit.
Like, take this to shut up.
Okay, fine.
No, but I think some of I saw a little bit of the light girls or light skins or whatever you want to call them. But I saw a little bit of it, and some of their issues were valid. I mean, a perfect example is...
Light skin girls ain't got valid issues.
Yes, they do.
Tell them about your man, huh?
Like, my sister, she is biracial. And so some of the struggles that she had...
Oh, tragic mulatto. Sorry, I had to put that in there. I say that all the time.
She said mulatto, though.
Yeah, well, but that's...
It's a thing.
I know it's a thing.
And so...
No, tragic mulatto is a thing.
So some of her issues was, you light, you think you cute, and all this kind of stuff. And then it was, I identify with the African-American race, but... You ain't trying to cut for me because you think I'm acting white or...
Because I'm lighter or something.
Right, and I'm lighter. So now I have a struggle. So now I may have image issues because who do I identify with? The Caucasians aren't cutting for me because I'm tainted. And then my African brothers and sisters, they ain't cutting for me because I'm too light. So that's a valid issue. So you do have the ladies who are, even though I'm just saying I want to be even toned, they may be struggling saying, damn, can I get some color so that I can identify with the people that I live with this is my community.
So do you think, and this is in regards to, say, dating, for example, do you think because of the struggle to find a group or to fit in, that may influence who someone dates? Like, it's not uncommon to see, say, a biracial woman with the darkest do? Does that, you know, that plays a part in her self awareness, I guess, for lack of a better word?
I mean, it could. I mean, women do different
most
things for different
people. I know only date light-skinned people, so their kids would be light-skinned, and then they can live in their own little light-skinned community.
Maybe. When I was living in Atlanta.
I really hope people know that I'm joking. I really hope they know that I'm joking, man.
Well, I would love to hear you all take on the whole dark girls, light girls, colorism. What shade do you fall in? Are you blue-black? Are you caramel complexion or what? So hit us up, let us know what you think.
Yeah, I've never heard any of those. No one has ever commented and said you're cute for a dark girl or anything. Like, I've never heard that to myself. Now I've heard you're cute for a big girl, but never.
No, I've heard light skin and dark skin people say, oh, so and so is, you know, cute for a light skin or cute for, you know, a dark skin.
Ain't nobody ever said she cute for light skin.
You know what I mean?
You heard wrong.
I'm sorry that you're uneven tone. Don't take it out.
I'm not taking it out on anybody.
On me. All right, so, you know, with today's, you know, pop culture and everything, and even in Hollywood, how, like you said, some of those that may have wanted to be light-skinned or should light-skinned probably didn't belong in the, you know, documentary.
Mm-hmm.
But while to the untrained eye, I guess, to the consumers, we see a lot of the lighter, you know, caramel and lighter skin actresses. So how much influence does pop culture, of course, hip hop with people like Lil Wayne, or like a long, you know, long hair, thick red bone, like every song is a red bone. So how much does that play a part in self-work?
Well, I believe it depends on how you were raised. I mean, I was told all throughout my youth that I was a beautiful young lady, so I couldn't give a shit if you was light skin or dark skin. I thought I was thebomb.com. Well,
hello.
I still am thebomb.com. So I don't think that. I think that if the parental unit is instilling that the, you know, like the Kim Kardashians or whoever's on, you know, TV or whatever, if their parents are saying, you know, this is who I want to emulate and that's what they look like, then, of course, that's going to play into the kid's psyche.
My mother's stepdaughter. Notice I didn't say my stepsister. My mother's stepdaughter.
And why is that?
We'll get that into that next week when we talk about Torn Between Two Fathers.
Oh!
Okay.
You heard it first. This week's topic.
I think I just made that up, and now I'm going to be in hot water. But anyway, no, but she was Hispanic and black.
She was, or she
was? Maybe her. She was. Now she's black.
Oh.
Because her father is raising her.
Oh, so she was Hispanic for half her life?
Mm-hmm, and
now
she's
black.
Like, I really don't know what her mother was, but she was fair skin, long wavy hair,
mm-hmm.
super duper cute.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime anybody would say, oh, she's so cute, my mother would come in and say, she's smart too. Because she didn't want her growing up thinking, oh, she's cute. And then she started acting light skin. And, you know, it's all down to.
Wait, hold up. Back up.
Let me finish this thing. I'll be right back.
Back up. I need you to tell me how you act light skin.
Why are you acting like you don't know what I'm talking about?
No, I need you to explain to the public.
I need you to back my play here. What's the problem?
I need you to...
Listeners,
I need
please explain
three.
To us how
okay, let me tell you, because I really think that my niece is starting to act like
you. You mean entitled?
She did.
You mean entitled or are you just
let me tell you,
okay.
My
you
niece
let
is
her
starting
tell.
To act like skin, okay?
How, what does that
I'm
mean?
I'm about to tell you. So, if my niece was here with us right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's 3. Going on 40. And so, if she was here with us right now, and she was sitting with me, she'd be talking to me, playing with me, or whatever, and she saw D over there eating, she would say, hi, Miss D. Miss D, you my best friend. And then she would go over to you and get real cute and cuddly, and then say, Miss D, can I have some? And if you feed her, and then you try to, like, play with her, and she don't feel like playing with you anymore. She's like, no, you're not my best friend. And jump down out your lap and walk away because she got what she wanted from you. acting light skin. Boom.
Drop the mic.
Wait, hold up. So what you're saying is acting light skin means that if I'm only going to use you to get what I want.
Acting light skin. I'm trying to eat this steak, man. Y'all won't let me live. Why not? Acting light skin is being real 50.
Real 50, what's that?
Not being 100%.
Okay.
And using your looks to get away with it.
Okay, that's being a woman. Using what you got to get what you want, right?
With men, not with women.
Man, look. People, if most people, not saying that.
Let me tell you something. I don't give a damn if a woman is attractive. If you try to get over on me, I'm going to cuss you out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe
but
not
dudes,
the
dudes, on the other hand.
But most folks will try, if they use some advantage to get over. Or some people, whether it's about looks, height, whatever, they will use that.
And those people usually like him.
Three. Is it safe to assume that you got issues with light skin folks?
I'm just trying to win the internet tonight. That's all.
Okay. Well, there you have it. One of our hosts is color struck.
Don't do that.
No. But
I just prefer not to hang around light skin girls. Oh my goodness, y'all
trying
to get me in trouble tonight. I'm joking.
No.
There's a little bit of truth
in
every joke.
I was just
going to
say.
Mm, that's true. So, D-Rob, what's your preference on the kind of brothers that you are?
Okay, so I'm not
like
going to lie.
Oh, wait, you talking about brothers? Wait a minute.
Okay, so let me be honest.
Bet you let pull your hair.
Huh?
Bet you let pull your hair.
Wait a minute, sir.
Listen, I don't discriminate on who pulled my hair.
I do.
I don't.
All right, so if every person is African American, do you have a particular, collection you prefer?
Okay, so I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. When I was younger,
you liked it in light skin?
Yes.
Some Chico the Barbie?
Like, I didn't do dark skinned dudes at all.
Oh. She liked Chico.
Because, that's black on black crime.
She liked the bars looking at
her. I did. Like, the guy that I absolutely loved was The Rock. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
he's not light though.
He is light skinned.
No,
yes, he
is. Not that much.
No,
why did
he mean?
You might be taking
not.
Pictures of me.
He kid. Now see, he's
have
one of those.
Have
because
no,
because of his Polynesian ancestry.
And most
he
most
can
are
get a little light. But when he gets brown, oh, he gets all bronze. Mm-hmm.
All right, so anyway, so we were young.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
What are you doing?
Right. That's why we're trying to the mail holes right now. So.
Well, if you would stop running them off, Breezy.
And you know what?
Because you want us all to yourself.
So. So when you were younger, you liked them Chico the Barbie looking niggas, okay?
Do what?
So when you were younger, you liked them at the bars looking niggas. Then.
No. Okay.
All pretty and shit. Probably spent more time in the mirror than you did.
So
ew,
I was.
Pretty.
So first of all, I've never been. What's so funny? I've never been anything like that. Let me tell you who my crush was, like for real, until I saw The Rock. It was Michael Jordan. I was in love. With Michael Jordan, my room, like every inch of my wall, I didn't have up the Jet and the what's the
right
magazine?
On,
right on and
Word Up.
I didn't have any of that. All I had was Michael Jordan posters on my wall.
Well, I've always been an equal opportunity offender. So when I was younger. It was all about the boys, New Kids on the Block. I mean, like, I had all of that on my wall. All of that.
So
everybody.
Boy bands, basically.
Not all of them, but yeah. Boys and New Kids on the Block, those was my ones.
Boys to Men and New Kids on the Block.
No, the boys.
The boys. I went to high school, too. With Bilal and Hakeem. When I moved to Georgia. Yeah, they were from Carson. One said Kyrie, the oldest one, Kyrie and Top.
And
Taj lived in Carson. And then Hakeem and Bilal lived in Atlanta with their moms, so their parents were divorced. Well, separate the blankets to say fade.
The best day of my life is when I got a friend request from Taj Abdul-Samad as a grown up.
Oh, you know now they call Sons of Light. Yeah.
I fanned slam out. I was screaming and I was like, oh my God, I called all my friends. And they were like, are you serious? I was like, yeah. Totally.
I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Oh my God. And now I'm also friends with Bilal.
All right, what's your complexion?
I don't have a complexion preference because, as I said, I'm an equal opportunity offender. So
she just don't mess with light skinned chicks.
That is not true. One of my best friends is light skinned. And then what?
I'm not racist. Black. I have one black friend.
One of my bestest friends is light skinned. She don't like light skinned chicks either. So, but yeah, I don't have a preference. I like a
Breezy has a preference.
I like them golden brown.
He does
like a gray.
He has a type.
No, actually, Breezy.
What's a type?
He has a type.
Breezy does not have a preference, but
you don't have a type.
Can I
finish, please?
It's two different things going on here. I need to understand.
If you go by my last two relationships. Why, yes, they have been. Of lighter, not like bright light or anything, but, you know, caramel complexion. And
like,
historically, before, you know, my ex-wife and my last relationship.
What color is your caramel? Because.
So before my wife and my
they
my
were lighter
wife,
than he was.
No, lighter than you.
That's not caramel.
No, I mean, they know what I'm talking about. So anyways, so prior to...
Like I said, they lighted him on his inside.
On the inside of his arm. She pointed to the inside of his arm.
So, prior to, again, my ex-wife and my last two relationships.
He has a type.
Most of the women I deal with were brown and dark skin.
They were not brown.
Yes, they were. You don't know since I've been here in Maryland, but before I was...
You don't know his life.
You don't know my struggle. But before, I've always, for some reason, gravitated, you know, the brown and darker skin, you know, women more. I mean, I've laid all of them down. It didn't matter what complexion, but for some
now
reason...
Now, he a buckle. He don't discriminate. Now let's get that. Wait, come on. Let's not get it twisted. Now, who will open the legs? Hey, they can get it.
All right, but like I said, relationship wise, for some reason, I gravitated. But like last three were with.
Last like, three? How many relationships have y'all been in? I ain't been in three grown up relationships. And one of them don't count.
So like I said, so me, I really don't have a type, but I have, it's been like the last couple of ones have been like what I've been with.
We can eat and talk at the same time. Right.
What'd she say?
We need microphone stands so we can eat and talk at the same time. Just a little bitty
one. Let y'all know, my co-hosts are good at grow up on while kicking truth to the young black youth. So that's what this is going on. That's what's going on. But you all can join the conversation.
At 760-683-2662.
I remembered.
She did.
Yes, she did. You also, oh, and I forgot to mention the Twitter page earlier, so give us that.
It's amongst_friends.
Get at me, dog. No.
All right.
Do that anymore?
So, okay. You know.
Cool.
Now, it seems like everybody wants to be, you know, PC, you know, let some...
I don't give a damn about being PC.
Well, no. I'm saying it's like now, like even with the African American dolls, they're dark skin. They're brown. They're dark skin, as opposed to, of course, the Barbies. So, if everybody's trying to be PC and want to, you know, promote, you know, a darker image, what does that, you know, lead to the future? Is it genuine or is it, you know?
No.
Being force fed.
No, they ought to make a buck, okay? I don't know if y'all remember, but back in the day, there was Shawnee, Asha, and what's her name? The other one. Shawnee, Asha, and Michelle. Those were the three shades of black Barbie. Y'all don't remember that? Google it.
No.
I need to read this.
Shawnee, Asha, and Nichelle.
I always had White Doll.
Oh no, my mother did not play that, honey.
I had a couple.
My mother
of
would. If somebody pack. Bought us, if somebody bought us a White Doll, she would be like, no.
We had all black, everything
she
black.
She would be like, don't open it yet. You know, I don't want you to play with it yet or whatever at the time. And then she would take that some bitch right back to the store and trade it in for a black one. My mother did not play that at all. Shawnee, Asha, and Nichelle.
Yeah, they look like clowns.
Well, I mean, this was back in the day. This was 90-something. But they had bigger, they had larger lips, and they had more African-American features.
Can you post that?
And,
I'm not sure if it's...
Y'all want me multitasking?
I'm not sure because my parents come from the segregated South, but my mother, even with when she, you know, my mother, like, she liked to keep keepsakes a lot. So she kept, you know, some of the dolls that she had, you know, growing up. And of course, most of them, you know, weren't, they looked like her. And so, you know, when I came along, she had, like, black Cabbage Patch, you know, dolls. Or if she could.
Who had a black Cabbage Patch?
My mother.
How old is your mother?
Excuse me?
You said your mother?
My mother, yeah.
He said she collected.
Oh, I thought you said, like, back in the day. I was like, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Brain fart.
If you must know, my mother is 64.
No. That wasn't the point.
So, but I guess we're coming from segregated Alabama, you know, so when she was able to get to an age and collected things, it was, you know, black dolls. And if there were, I mean, were any, you know, dolls that were black and, of course, you know, the Raggedy Ann dolls. But with my mother being born on Christmas Day, with her being in Texas, I did not see, except I was living in Germany, I never saw a white Santa, probably to the age of 12.
My mother used to color her Santa's hands.
We had all black everything, like angels, black Santa's, black everything. So I never saw it, you know, growing up, especially coming from Denver, where, you know, back when I was growing up in Denver, we were only 7.9% of the population. I mean, it wasn't anything for me to be one of two, maybe three others. In class.
Are you okay?
Yes. With the wrong pipe. So.
That's what she said.
So, but I mean, I guess I'm trying to get to the heart of why is there a need for
there is
a light girls or a dark
girls. There is it.
And why is that? I don't think there is, but why do you feel...
Because it's contributing to the stereotypes and to the division. And if people were just more... honest about what their issues are with certain people and certain things... I forgot where I was going because I'm looking at these greasy face dolls that I just posted.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out
like
how we
clowns.
Thought these were cute.
They look like clowns.
But if you think about it, this is like
they
in the 90s. That was what the makeup used to be.
That
big
was
hair
scary.
Yeah. Big hair
but no, if people were just more true to real life, like... Like people were in an uproar. Well, I don't want to go back to that. But you know, people were in an uproar about Storm. Storm is.
Let's be real. She's a fictional character, to be honest.
But she's a fictional character but there's a depiction of her.
Yeah.
There's a drawing of her.
Yeah, and she's dark.
Yeah, she's dark with white hair. So, why not just cast a dark female with white hair? Like I mean, I don't understand. Why people can't just stick to the script, stay true to the...
Yeah.
Well, you know, I agree. But one thing you said, you know, why can't, you know, stay true to real life? Living in Atlanta, I attended a church where, you know, they were...
I meant to say us. Oh, sorry.
Where he and his wife, you know, they were, you know... three generations deep from HBCUs. They went to, you know, Clark and Spelman, and they both were light skinned. You know, their kids married light skinned. Their grandkids married light skinned. So, I mean, that seems to be their real life.
Well, back in the day, a lot of HBCUs asked for you to submit a picture.
Really?
True.
Yes. I will not say which HBCU
Why
in
not?
Particular, because that's none of y'all business. No, I'm just kidding. No, but seriously, at North Carolina Central University, I've been told that they asked for you to submit a picture. Now, the consensus was that it was to check your complexion. I don't know how true that is, but they did ask you to submit a picture.
I mean, that's believable. I mean, you had the paper bag test, so why can't that be believable?
Well, I mean, I don't want to lie on my alma mater, but I'm just telling you what someone told me. I don't know how true that is, but I do know that several universities did have that requirement that you submit a picture back in the day.
Okay, well, these two, one went to Spelman, and one went to Morehouse at the time. And, you know, I mean, they already were light bright as is, but it seemed like the next generation, their kids, grandkids, their great-grandkids.
Well, neither one of you are from this area, so you're not familiar with, there are some families in this area that it said that they...
Some of them like inbred to keep it...
Or just keeping it, they keep it light.
Actually, I know of one family. I can't.
Don't name no names.
No. Because she's married, she didn't have that. I knew her by her married name and not her maiden name. But I knew,
okay.
So
why not? Because I know people that are members of this family, and I don't want. I ain't trying to shame nobody. I don't want to get unfriended.
I want them to call in.
They ain't finna call in him and be like, "Yeah, we keep it light and what?" Mm-mm. That's not gonna happen.
That's not their life.
I mean, it is they like, but that's not, we're not going to just say it.
Why?
They're not going to cop to that.
Of course not.
Why not? Really? I mean, it's what you do, that's what you do.
Yeah, but people want to do what they want to do in private. Who wants to say, do something that's going to make them get the side eye or put them in a particular light that some people make,
me?
Somebody make choices?
And what?
Okay, but no. There's a lot of Jack and Jill that kind of do the same thing. So, and they don't have any shame in their game.
I don't know anything about any Jack and Jill, but obviously
none at all.
I'm a little too dark for that.
That's not true.
All right, okay. So go ahead. If that's what you're saying.
I'm finished. Y'all trying? She's trying to get me unfriended. She's trying to make people hate me.
I'm trying to understand.
She just wants me to say as much outrageous stuff as possible to get people to call in. I'm not doing it.
Well, they can call in by dialing 760-683-2662.
Did you see recently where Amber Rose made some statements about how her family felt about her marriage to Wiz Khalifa?
I saw it.
Do you know what she said, though?
And you want me to tell you what I thought?
What did you think? Maybe for those that don't know what she said that because she comes from a Creole background, some of her family members, you know, thought they were better than African Americans.
Wait, am I posting on the wrong page?
And so,
no,
you
posted on the right page.
They didn't particularly care for her marriage.
We post both.
Which is what she said. So now that I let the people that know, that didn't know what she said, go ahead and give us your two cents.
So I saw it on Facebook. And I scroll past it.
How about it?
The end.
Yeah, but you know, but some people do have those hangups.
Listen, look, I'm so serious.
But some folks do have
those hangups. I do not mean to derail your show tonight, but it's like there's a long list of race issues that I'm over.
This being one of them.
This being this is second on the list next to the N word. Because I'm over it. Just let everybody, just everybody say it and everybody get over it. Because they're going to keep putting it in songs. And then you get mad when somebody videotapes a little white boy rapping your song and you use the N-word 27 times. What you put it in the damn song for? You know ain't no black people buying the music. Okay, I'm lying. But you know what I'm saying? If these are the people that are putting the money.
Everybody's music.
This is the people putting the money in your pocket. And then you get mad when they actually singing you a song. Like,
I mean, it's one thing that, I mean, it is beating a dead horse, but it continues to be a dead horse.
Yeah, because people keep digging a damn horse up after we bury the shit. I'm over it. I'm over it. We don't need to be fighting each other. We need to be fighting this.
We don't, which is why I asked, why is there a need for?
There isn't. But people keep, whenever there's something, I mean, it's just a distraction. That's it. It's a distraction from the real issue. And the real issues are that they are, the powers that be are taking things away. And in order to distract you from the things that they're taking away, they're like, hey, why don't you get mad about this over here? And then you look over there, and they just start taking shit from you. Because that's how they roll. And that's why I feel like light girl. I don't even know what the crap is called because I was
called light girls.
That's why I feel like light girls was some bull, and it was some crap, and it was an appeasement for all the light girls that were like, but what about us? What about y'all? Go sit down some day and wear. Not everything is about your light skin ass. I'm done.
So niggas, why you mad, huh?
Right. You feel in some kind of way.
Okay, listen. Full disclosure, I'm just in a crappy mood because I'm PMSing. So anybody could get it. I'm just saying. We could have been talking about dark-skinned girls today. And that is what she said. Woo! But, yeah. So, yeah, I'm just in rare form tonight because...
What you got to say about that?
My Fs are on zero. I give none.
Well... Since there are no more cans to give, tread lightly. I'm like really disturbed because I'm looking at these old school Barbies that Brie posted.
The
yeah.
one the one in the middle?
You mean Shani? Come on, baby.
Yeah, that one in the middle, like.
They look like clowns. Like
regular Buzz and Ball and Baby Circus.
But think about when these came out. People's makeup looked like that when this mess came out.
I mean, there's some nice shit, though, with the big hair and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of disturbing.
People really look like Shani, Asha, and the shit. And
yeah,
the shit.
Listen.
Wait, hold on. I'm about to tell you their full names, too.
Listen.
Because Nichelle's last name was Watson. Okay? It don't
no.
Blacker than Watson.
Are you serious?
Nichelle Watson.
I thought it was last name Johnson or something.
Probably and Smith. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, Nichelle Watson. Okay, well, at one point her name was Williams.
I'd be black while you have it.
Right, Nichelle Williams. And then, okay, let me just. Shani means marvelous in the Swahili language.
Are you serious?
Yes, they were. Yes, that's why they named her Shani.
She's a marvelous looking clown.
And so that's where that came from. So then they were like, well, we can't just make a dark skin one. We have to make several shades of black. So they made chocolate deluxe, butter pecan, and caramel sundae.
The ice cream man is coming.
Okay. I do indeed own a caramel. Really? Caramel Sunday shirt. Yes, I do.
It's at the party.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the rest of their names, but I can't find them right now. But so at the time that these came out, which was 92, that's what people look like. If you really look, that's what people look like. It was big, giant, ridiculous-looking weave. And
the Robert Gibbons special?
Yeah. I'm talking about famous. Or popular culture.
I was going to say.
No,
because back in 92, the kids in my school were still joning on folks who wore weeds.
Where'd you go to school?
Back in my day, they were still calling them weeds. WEEDS.
No,
you know that's not how that's pronounced, right?
When I was school in Hawaii, so, I mean, so, you know, multi-ethnic wasn't that big of a deal.
Because they had hair.
Are you a military brat? Did we discuss that?
I prefer Air Force dependent.
Oh, military
brat.
Okay.
And I lived in Hawaii for 3 years and went there for 7th, 8th, 9th grade.
So all the people had
No, I mean, but because it's with all the military installations, in addition to the Samoans, the Tongans, the Asians, there you had Americans, people from all, you know, all around the world.
Yeah,
but it wasn't like it was like an all, I definitely wasn't like an all black school where you would get teased for having weeds or get teased for having, you know,
particular,
you know, a hairstyle
if you had weeds. Because back then, you know, the weeds, you could see that big old.
Hold on. I'm sorry. They only made 4 lines of this doll. Basic, Beach Dazzle, Beach Streak, and Soul Train. Okay, I'm done. Carry on.
And that's probably why my mom didn't
purchase
it. She did the Cabbage Patch, but they started out with the Cabbage Patch that was dark.
Yeah, they had that like in the...
Hmm?
Yeah.
It wasn't like they had Cabbage Patch and then they got a black Cabbage Patch.
No, they always had. They always had two.
So I had those. I had Cabbage Patch dolls, but
I had one Cabbage Patch.
All the other baby doll, they were all white.
They were all white.
And that was a preference. I didn't want no chocolate baby.
Oh, yeah.
And why not?
Because they were ugly.
Because they were chocolate?
No, they were ugly dolls.
No, now back in the day, a chocolate doll was a darker version of a light doll. Back in the day, they did not change the features up. They did not. The few that made them did not change their features
up. Black skin, white features.
Basically, that's why Shawnee came about because they were like, this isn't a black doll. This is a dark skinned Barbie. Same little thin lips and skinny nose.
They was not cute.
They was cute. I had plenty of them.
No.
I had all the black dolls.
I had a baby alive. And she
My sister had one.
And she was light brown. And she had soft, kind of furry skin.
Furry skin.
Well, it wasn't like plastic. It was some type of
like cloth.
Soft skin.
That sounds creepy. It might have been human skin.
You
not.
Do too much.
So, you know, going back to what you said earlier about acting light skin.
We going back to that? Can't I just be like that other dude and just say stuff and then forget I said it and then just say something totally different the next time? Ask me something else. I'm going to tell you something.
Well, no.
Ask me the same question. I'm going to tell you something different.
I'm going to need you to have both.
No. I ran across some people. That
you ran
felt
across
like,
them?
In his car. He ran
right.
That felt like maybe the brown and the darker skinned African Americans were more black as far as what they felt like how black should be or act as opposed to
I done seen some real black people who act real white.
So I'm like,
what does that mean, act white?
So why is that why is one complexion considered to be more of what they think black people should be or act in one
because area. We call black people, so the darker you are, the blacker you are, the more blacker, the blacker.
The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Man, look, I've come across.
You don't think the black berry is sweet?
Now, how you going to ask us a question, and then we give you an answer, and then you tell us our answer's wrong? Come on,
No, I'm not saying answer's wrong. I'm saying I've come across some of the people did not let their complexion deter them from acting how they want to act. So, if I can get them.
So, you saying you know some hood light skin chicks?
Hell yeah.
I know some hood white girls. Y'all see that? You see the white girl that I posted that was on People's Court?
I didn't see
that. Was she on Judge Magic?
There's only so much ratchet I can do.
Honey, I watch court shows all day at work. Oh, my goodness. It was a white girl. She had her hair shaved on the side. She had big, giant, poetic justice braids down the middle.
The boogie
and she met this dude on Facebook. And she was pregnant at the time. And the dude still wifed her. And she was about to name her son Day One. Not Day One. Day One. As in first day. Day One.
Day One, nigga.
And they asked her. The judge asked her, you were going to name your son Day One. Why is that? And she said, and I kind of quote, but not really, but I'm just going to do the voice.
Okay.
Because I want my son to know from the day he is born, it's just me and him. He is my Day One. That is exactly what she said. And I looked at my TV, and I turned my head to the left, and then I turned my head to the right, And then the judge looked at the young man and said, "Sir, did you know that she planned to name her son Day One?" And he said, "Yes, I did. That was one of the arguments that we had." Mind you, they was only together 3 weeks. "That was one of the arguments that we had because my family told me not to deal with a girl that would name her child something like that." And she was like, "Well, you ain't like Ezekiel either. How you go from Day One to Ezekiel?" But anyway, but I digress. You ain't got to be no particular color to act no kind of way at all. Light skin, dark skin, black, white, Asian. Don't act like you don't know no hood Asian.
Because
you've been in the carryout. You've been in the carryout, and they kids talk blacker than you. Okay, I'm done.
When I used to live in the Caribbean, it was just an Asian family.
The kids
were born and raised.
Hey, can we get a map and you just point out places you didn't live?
No, it was funny. Too, right? it was hella funny. You know, as a Chinese family, kids were born and raised on Dominican. And so they speak with a patois. So you walk in there and order Chinese food.
Absolutely.
Then you hear
that
the patois.
Girl will tell you.
But parents are speaking Mandarin or whatever. So it's funny. But no, I come across some couple of busy bones, some thug ass, thorough white dudes. And some of them, they feel like they had to because they were light, but that's neither here nor there. Like Drake. Like Drake gets no respect. The panda, he isn't getting respect.
I'm sorry, what?
The panda.
Who's the panda?
Drake.
Drake is the panda.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Why is Drake the panda?
You know, pandas are black and white.
And soft and sensitive. I just added that part.
Like I said, he gets respect. I didn't want to go. That was my first thought, but I didn't want to question
that. I don't like Drake.
No, but man, just like he gets no respect. I'm pretty sure he got checked on every day. I know some cats who I feel like, well, because I feel like my light skin is a detriment to me. I need to be thorough about mine.
Really?
Yeah.
You?
No.
Oh, Drake.
No, my light skin dudes. Some light skin dudes that I know, they feel like because. Their light skin was a detriment to them. They had to
cut a bitch. Just to let you know that they will cut a bitch.
Yeah, Drake ain't doing no cutting.
The
he's just complaining. Okay.
No, check this. He does emotional cutting.
Check this. Okay, so now, like from the ratchet that I do watch, I am, okay, and hold your comments until the very end, okay?
I'm just going to turn my microphone off. I'm going to do
your mic. Hold, do whatever you need to do. Okay, so I am Team NeNe from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Team NeNe all the way. So two Sundays ago, she called, what is that girl's name? Claudia Jordan. She called her a half-breed. But then at a club, Claudia was like, "All these people in here, black shit, all I can see is their eyes and their teeth." But she was real upset about being called a half-breed. So now you joning on darker folks?
Is that acting light?
If that ain't acting light, then I don't know what is. I'm turning my microphone back off.
That was all I had to say, because I really don't like Claudia either. I think she's a jerk, too. But that's just me. I just wanted to point that out.
Prime example. You watched R&B Divas LA?
I did.
Who gave the most drama?
You know what that just made me... There's this guy on Vine who goes and he says stuff like, "If the light was brown... or something.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, can you answer my question, please?
I'm not.
Why not?
I'm not. No.
Who
do you know why she doesn't want to say it?
Why is that?
Because it was Shantae Moore.
Not something that's got a man. Not something that's got a man.
Well, actually, she never did have a man on the show.
Yes, she did, when she showed up drunk at the birthday party.
Show us some more. Mr. Big's ex? You want to do what R. Kelly stole from her?
Sorry, that was a song. we're talking reality right now. But
you,
a lot of
who
drama.
I love. Let me tell you who else was a lot of drama. But not Hollywood. I think it was Atlanta.
I didn't watch Atlanta.
Even though I love her voice.
Who?
Kiki. Oh, is that her name?
Kiki Wyatt.
Kiki Wyatt.
Kiki Wyatt.
Kiki Wyatt. Kiki
Wyatt.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's off.
Was she like? Is she
light
skinned?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't worry. You know. Just saying. Just saying. This is real life. This isn't, oh, we're casting you to be this person. No. No, no, no. This is real life.
Kiki is real.
Real. Touch. Real life.
Touch.
Real life. That's all I'm saying, man. That's all I'm saying.
But your girl Kelly, she ain't no light skin, but she kind of, she went off. Off.
She got a whole other set of problems.
I mean.
She had
ain't light.
She had big girl problems. I said it.
Okay, so we're going to move right on to the next segment. We're going to move right on to the next segment of whatever else that we were talking. Hey, you can join in on the conversation at 760-683-2662.
Hey, we
Bree said bring it.
We are sending everybody tonight. We don't care what you do. We send everybody tonight.
That's what I'm here for.
Light, dark, big, small. You get offended tonight. Let it be known. We
right.
Send
it here.
Light, dark, big, small. I'm trying to offend them all. Boom. Bars.
So do you no. Look at, how do you feel about somebody that only
associates with a certain
complexion. Or only dates the light brights, or only dates the Zulus or whatever.
Excuse me?
We call them Zulus now? Really, Breezy?
I'm sorry.
That's racist!
I'm sorry,
have you seen that little boy? I love him. Have you seen him? Did that racist mean with the little boy with no teeth? That's racist! The Zulus. So damn.
Really?
If the Zulus weren't such a strong tribe, I would be offended, sir.
But light bright, that's not offensive, though?
Okay. Are they light and bright?
Listen.
Yo, call in to get offended. Type in to get offended. Tonight to get offended. We're offending everybody tonight.
Yes!
Everybody.
So listen. Here's my thing. Dudes with a preference for a woman that don't look nothing like their mama.
So you got a problem with interracial dating. Because you finna say something offensive. I feel it. So you might as well
tonight.
Go ahead and address it. You might as well address it. Because there are those.
That's crazy talk. But no. Dudes that have a preference for women that don't look nothing like their mama got issues that run way deeper than skin color.
But where do they get it from, though?
Their mama.
How did they get it from their mom?
Yeah,
because if their mama wasn't dark skinned, their daddy wouldn't have left. Duh!
Oh, is that what it was?
That's what it was! Boom! I solved all the problems in Black America right there. I am winning tonight.
Please.
D, where you going?
I
just
checked out.
She done grabbed her keys and walked out of her own damn place.
Wow.
Okay, I totally did that one. I did.
Oh, man. You know what? It's real in the field. It's real in the field. This is how we get that.
I need your friend to call in tonight. Where he at? So he can tell us that we wrong about everything that we saying.
He asked about
what the topic was tonight.
Yeah.
And I didn't have an answer.
Because Breezy didn't
That's
come
why,
up with one
let,
until 6:55.
You all know this. I just came up with today's topic this morning. I apologize for that. No, this afternoon.
Yeah, I was going to say, what?
I was like, you was not in your drawers when you came up with this topic.
Not this morning.
You don't know that.
I
Oh, you were?
No.
Holla.
But I can show how easy does it. They want you to call in.
Not really.
If you're listening. Y'all just off the hook tonight. Breezy getting called by his 10 o'clock.
No, that's another meeting.
Yo, if you could see this name right here.
All right, don't talk about my homeboy name like that. That's his real name. And not to say over the air. That's his
no,
real name.
I
know him. You know him.
Y'all say y'all know this mouth like liquor, like liquor. Oh, sorry.
Brandy.
Sorry.
Oh.
Hey, can y'all have
anyway, all right, so, but if they preferred light-skinned black women, that wouldn't bother you, then, would it? Or would it bother you?
If they what?
And we
I'm just talking about in general. No, listen,
she didn't
man.
Say that she had.
Listen.
No, that's what I asked. That was a question. That wasn't a statement.
Listen, ma'am.
Ma'am?
What I'm telling y'all is.
She called you a man.
No, I said man. People just need to be more honest about why they like what they like. Can't just be like, oh, man, you know, that's just, you know, I just, it's something about it. Yeah, it's something about it. Look nothing like your black ass, you monkey.
No, that's just
I'm sorry, Lil Wayne. I ain't mean to say that. I'm not calling all black people monkeys. I'm only calling Lil Wayne a monkey. I'm sorry if anybody out there that looks like a monkey.
It's funny with
that's
person.
What I needed.
You know, with this person for light skin.
Did he just call Aunt Little Wayne a monkey?
It's jokes, man. It's jokes.
But look at his baby mom. She ain't the lightest person. Which would make me question.
Wait, what?
His baby mother. She's not
which
the
one?
Wait, what?
Oh, you're right.
No. What? I was going to say, wait, what?
Where's your wine?
Toya.
Where's your wine?
Toya wasn't light skin.
No, she wasn't. That was before.
Right.
And then Nivea, she's damn sure not light skin. Don't you get a kid by Nivea too?
Uh huh.
And so, Lauren London.
And. No.
And.
No,
her,
he has two by Nivea, right?
And Hibachi. Ain't that the other girl name? My bad. That's the Japanese restaurant.
So for some reason, for this person who only is prepped as light skinned women, the one he chose to have kids by.
Can you Google Lil Wayne's baby mamas? What happens when you do that?
It breaks the internet.
But that's funny too. Like, you know, Toya and Nivea, who is damn sure not light skin, but that's his preference. Or that's what he says on record. You think he's put the front? Because all rappers like light skin women. And that's what they say, at least.
I like light skin women, too.
I'm glad you do.
That's my preference. I would rather... If I'm a date a woman, it would have to be a light skinned woman.
I'm
talking out the top of my neck right now.
Can I take pictures? That's
I'm talking so much. Well, the first girl I kissed was like this. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my mother's going to die. Oh, Lord. Don't tell her I said that.
Okay, so there is.
You're to hear first. Tessie Cap Confessions is going on.
There is Toya. Then there's Sarah.
Oh. So her name is not Hibachi.
No, it's Sarah.
I'm sorry.
Sarah. And then there is Lauren London. And then Nivea.
And then she Gremlin. I mean, Nivea. And next on the list is Christina Milian.
Yeah,
boom.
Ironic because so that means that Christina Milian she likes the same dudes as Nivea.
They all run the same circle. They all get passed around.
They all in the same circle too, clearly.
Okay. Can y'all hear me? Oh, okay. So I didn't have my mic on. Okay. So what were you saying, Breezy?
I lost my after she said she kissed the girl. I'm trying to picture that. I lost my train of thought.
Lord. Anywho.
You know, this is probably going to be one of the trillest shows we ever have. So
no,
so now
I haven't
older.
Kissed a girl.
No. You sure? So anyway, so now that you're older.
I'm trying to think. Did I kiss a girl? No. I've never kissed a girl. No.
So now that you're older, what's your preference now as opposed to?
My preference now is a guy with a beard.
My preference now is a man with a job.
I mean, well, that was a given.
And
a job.
And the sense of responsibility.
All that she said.
And also a working penis.
Oh, and that too.
Working. Functioning properly.
Yeah. That can be set on a couple of days out of the week. On the regular. But he needs to have a beard.
Light skin, dark skin, brown
skin. It doesn't
yes,
matter.
Yes, please. Thank you.
All of the above?
All
yes,
of the above.
You. He could be light skin, dark skin, and brown skin all at the same time.
Right.
He could look like Neapolitan ice cream. As long as he has.
All of those things that she said, yes. Absolutely.
All of those things.
And it would if anything, what you should have said,
and
you
no,
would still
and,
have
and,
a preference
and
on
no,
height.
And no girlfriend.
What?
Wife,
okay. I know historically you like skyscrapers.
Huh? What?
You like skyscrapers?
I do like skyscrapers.
So do you still like
skyscrapers? I absolutely still like skyscrapers.
I do too.
Okay.
Why can't like skyscrapers?
Okay, so can I get you to like 5'10" and 5'7" to 5'10"?
How tall are you in person?
5'10".
Why are you minding my jam business? I'm
5'1"
and a half. Boom.
So 5'6" towers over you.
Right.
Towers? No. Mm-mm.
Well, if she has on heels, no.
You got to be at least 5'9". At least.
You can have all of them. All of them. Every last one of them. All of them.
All the 5'9"ers?
All of them. Five and under.
No.
5'9" and under.
Under 6'2", she said you can have.
No, I didn't say that shit. I said 5'9".
Okay. 5'9".
Because 5'9" is my height. So if you're 5'10".
5'11" or 5'12". My friend called me one day in high school. He was so excited. He was like, I just measured myself. I was like, really? He's like, I'm 5'12". I've got one more inch and I'll be 6 feet tall. I hung up the phone. He called me back like an hour later and was like, that wasn't right, was it? No, sir. Thanks for failing math class, you asshole.
Yeah. So, fellas, if y'all are out there and y'all are listening, D-Rod is in the building. She is single and she is very much, very much into 6 feet and over. Yes.
Oh, well, also, if he could not be an asshole, that would be great.
I like a little asshole in my...
A little bit. I like a little asshole. Just a little bit.
You like Kanye?
Actually, I do. Just a little bit.
That's too much asshole for me.
It's a little bit.
True.
I like the old Kanye. Pre-Kim Kardashian.
You like college dropout Kanye?
Yes. I like a little asshole.
Okay, so basically, what
see, because if you're a little asshole, you can be a little quick on your feet. I need you to be quick on your feet. I need you to talk some stuff. Mm-hmm. Get me right on together.
So basically, you want.
Honey, let me tell you.
So basically, you want somebody 6 feet over, ripping the beard gang.
Right.
Right. With a little asshole in.
A little bit. You know, got a little swag or you know how they
complexion,
say.
No matter white, Asian.
Hey, now you're going too far.
Did you say with a beard? I said
with a beard.
Now you've gone too far.
And you said with a beard, too.
Now you've gone too far. That, sir, is a bridge too far.
Sound like somebody that used to be on the show, right?
Listen, I know what I said. I'm open.
I know what I said, but...
I'm open.
Asian is a bit too far, sir.
I'm a bit open.
Have you not seen Japanese porn?
Well, yes, I have, actually.
Okay, well then, we're going to leave it at that.
This shit is a little different.
Well, I swear. Maybe not. I just say, so they.
No, there wasn't Pornhub.
They were like this. What do we do with that?
Your fingers are too far apart. Hey, look, let me tell you something. The comments expressed by Bree Cooley tonight on Among Friends are brought to you by the letters P, M, and S. I am tripping. Don't take no offense. I'm bugging.
Take all the offense.
I'm going to stand by it, though. I'll be like, yeah, I said it. I was tripping, though, but I said it.
And what you want to do about it?
I may or may not mean it. Who going to check me, boo?
Who going to check her?
What you want to do? We can. I got her back. What you want to do?
Yeah.
Come on, Cleveland.
You can all be some fighting more.
So, yeah. Yeah. No, I think I still want to stay with my brothers.
Okay.
I may go to the Latinos. But I'm always have a strong preference for my brother.
Even the fairer skin Latinos?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why are you trying to make a color issue with it?
No, you said brothers, I mean, they are black. They are black Latinos. So I'm asking, are you talking about Latinos in general or just the black Latinos?
All of them. Hispanic, Latinos, all of them.
Latin Latinos.
All of them.
Spanish.
Puerto Rican.
From the actual, from Europe.
All of them.
The ones from LA, the SAs?
All of them.
They don't tend to be very tall, though.
But they are very reliable. Was that right?
Well, look who joined the Bree Cooley party. Hello. Nice to meet you. So, what you say?
Hello, bye.
So tomorrow, what you
say
is
we
go to Home Depot to get you a nice.
Oh
man,
yeah.
That wasn't on there.
Was it? But it was a good thing. They're loyal.
I mean, we're not talking about puppies here. We're talking about people.
That's like all ages. Aww, man.
Nice, kind, reliable puppy. Come lay in the bed with me, puppy man. This is Felipe, my loyal, reliable puppy man. You know, speaking of English.
So you can call us at 760.
Yo, check this out. This is hilarious to me. So, you know, Facebook is introducing.
I'm sorry. No,
I said it.
No, Facebook now says these are people that you may know, right? And I don't check my whole how many friends I have and all this kind of stuff anymore. I just don't, it doesn't matter to me. And so somebody who was originally a friend, they said, you know, you may know this person. And I was like, oh, I didn't know you were unfriended. But anyway, so we just so happened to talk and found out that they unfriended me because of my comments. And you know what grinds my gears.
You know what? You need a person for a friend anyway. You need that kind of person in your life.
You don't need that kind of
you don't need that kind of person in your life.
Let me tell you something, man.
The whole page is about basically to offend somebody, and that person can't take being offended. They shouldn't be in that page.
Yeah, see, but I was a very good and wholesome girl. You know what grinds.
I doubt that, because that stuff didn't happen just after you joined. The stuff you be talking about didn't happen just after you joined, son. Come on.
Yeah, but.
You ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie.
I didn't say any other stuff happened, like, rap. It just started when I went into that group.
After you were a grown-ass woman, you joined this group, and that's when it started.
I'm not saying that. However, my Facebook persona prior to that group was very wholesome.
You know what, though?
Very wholesome.
You don't need that person in your life. Forget them.
Oh, I'm not worried. I found it very comical.
It is funny. You know why? Because that's a jive time turkey sucker right there. That's why. Forget him. That's right. I said it. Jive time turkey sucker.
Jive time turkey sucker.
Jive time turkey sucker. Was he light skinned?
Actually, it was a female.
Was she light skinned?
No, she wasn't.
That's shocking.
You're like, damn.
To all my light skinned friends, listen, we just playing. We don't.
No,
light skinned friend look like yeah, Michael Jackson.
We just want to talk about colorism. You know, we don't mean to offend nobody. Yeah,
no,
do,
I mean I do.
Just,
I
just,
do.
You know.
I want somebody to get offended. You know why? Because I don't care today. I don't care. I'm joking. You can't take a joke, look in the mirror, and then punch yourself in the face.
760-683-2662. Call in, get in on the conversation. Hit us up in our Facebook group, Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. Even hit us on our Amongst Friends fan page, or hit us up on Amongst_Friends.
On the Twitter.
Yeah.
Come at me, bro.
I dare you.
I don't know why I'm in a combative mood today, and nobody wants a piece of this.
That's what she said.
No, she would never say that. Trust me, everybody want to see. Okay. Which is why I act light skin sometimes. Okay.
So for those that just now checking in, please explain what acting light skin is.
They don't know. Breezy, what does that mean to you? Acting light skin.
I didn't know there was such a thing until this evening. That's why. That's why. I love my co-hosts because they be in. They be schooling me on things.
You.
They be in school. They be schooling me on things.
See what I'm saying? So
you know,
you're
I see the wheels.
Right.
Wheels.
I saw it. He was like, shoot.
When I asked you earlier, when you said shoot, acting light skin, and I asked. Did you mean entitled? I have come across, not all, can't say that all, but I've come across my fair share of our lighter skinned brothers and sisters that I felt entitled, probably because light and bright, you know, light is right and all that, and the war has been given to them.
You?
To those particular, not all, but just those particular.
But didn't you see in light skinned girls, the world hasn't been given to them because, boo hoo, we didn't get a job because we were light skinned and they wanted someone darker. When? Welcome to the real world, bitch. Okay, I'm sorry. Man, this is getting too easy. I don't know who I'm becoming, man. I don't like this.
It's because you're black. You were not afforded the same privilege.
You know, I do think it's funny that those that have no business calling themselves light skin try playing light skin.
But wouldn't you be considered light skin?
What, Brady can say about skin?
You.
Me?
Yeah, you.
The man's looking a little pale.
Right. You.
The man's looking a little pale.
If anything, I've heard people say they see the red undertone, but I wouldn't ever think I was light skin. I think I'm brown skin, honestly.
You are.
No, I am what?
Nice and caramelly brown.
You don't even know what to do.
But you know what, like ludicrous. He said you're light skinned, dude. You're not light skinned. You're lighter than me, but you're not light skinned, bro. And Trina.
He's also not tall, but that's not.
And Trina, she's claimed, you know, on more than one album. She's not light to me. Trina the rapper has claimed more than one album to be light skinned. Like, you're not that light.
Doesn't really matter. You know why?
I can't see that's her ass.
She's
anyway,
a 10 in the face, slim in the waist, fat in the
ass. But I'm saying, it's just funny that some that have the whole business. But no, I've never been called light skinned before.
I have the business. I have every business to call myself whatever I want.
Huh?
I can call myself whatever I want.
Okay.
I can call myself dark skin if I want. I can call myself brown skin. I can call myself light skin. Come at me. What difference does it make? It doesn't. Because when I walk into the room, because
like
I was about to say when I walk into a room full of black people, I'm
still black. You're all black anyway.
How do you feel about those who pass?
If you're still passing in this day and age, then good for you. Bravo.
I mean, but there are some people out there that are still passing.
Good for you.
Now, 1920s, 1930s, dude, you have to do. So not get lynched or hung from a tree. 2015?
Yeah. Good for you. Congratulations on being an asshole. Good job.
Make a toast for the douchebags.
Exactly. Because you passive in 2015.
Yeah.
Doesn't have.
Do you know of people still passing? Or do you know stories?
Doesn't have. Now, hear me out. The same advantages as it did in, like you said, the 20s and you know, in the freed, the newly freed slave era. I think that despite all the foolishness that goes on surrounding black and white, that there have been some things, some advances made in the thinking of the country as a whole that make it unnecessary to pass.
Well, she's still passing. And she married a white man.
Is this somebody that you know or just like a story?
No, it's not a story.
Does he notice? He knows.
No.
So my thing is, why would he marry somebody that's passing? That's my question. If he knows that she's passing, why?
Because he has a fetish for black women.
But she don't want to be black, though. I mean, she...
I'm pretty sure she black as hell when they get in that house. Trust me.
No, not really.
You don't see it?
Not really. Now, her family is a little ghetto. Well, no, I'm not going to even say they ghetto. They just your typical family.
So well, why what is her need? Why does she feel the need to pass?
I don't know. I ain't never asked her.
Because a dark-skinned dude punched her in the face and stole her purse. Twice.
I mean, but she, I mean, it's
that's
not.
That's the Drake shit.
I mean, really and truly, like, when I first met her, I thought she was white. And so
when did you find out that she wasn't?
When I went over to her family's house.
Did she have like emotions here recently?
No, she ain't got none of that. It's all silky, silky.
I guess I wanted silky. No.
No. No.
Not even that. Yeah.
Mm-mm. But anywho,
I'm sorry she feels that way.
I mean, I would like to know why she feels she needs to in 2015. Well, everybody wants to be black nowadays, but they don't want to be black. So.
Everybody wants to be in them, but nobody wants to be. Ain't that what Paul Mooney said?
Yeah.
Maybe I can see if I can get her to come on the show.
Well, call in. You know, just the answer, call in. She,
I want y'all to see. She looks like a white girl.
A handful of black people that look like white people. But here's the thing. I've noticed that white people don't know when people are black, but black people know when people are black.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Because we have a friend in common who was in a cab one day, well, in an Uber, and the Uber driver started talking about black people and white people, not realizing that the person was not white. And it made the person very uncomfortable, and she had to change the subject because it was going there.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure when you met this person, you knew she was black. When I met her, I knew she was black. But
you think whites are in denial about her blackness?
No, they just
oblivious.
Yeah.
She's light and she has blonde hair, so I'm sure they were just, she didn't even really look at her. She's probably just like, oh.
I mean, I guess because we know the gamut of the shades that we run, so we will probably.
I mean, but we know what we look like,
yeah,
too, you know?
We do know what we look like.
Because I see people all the time, and I'm like, I wonder if they know they're black. Because I want to know if Phil Jackson know he's black.
You think Phil Jackson's black?
Hello? Have you seen Phil Jackson?
Well, I think Jackson.
Hello. Still Jackson.
Really? You going to feed into that?
Lord. Somebody give Phil Jackson an ancestry DNA test. Phil Jackson's black.
So have you ever had another ethnic group come to you and thought that you were of their particular group?
All the time.
I get every day from Ethiopians. Every day. I'm not Ethiopian. Unless it's nice to be known that I'm still from the motherland, but I'm not Ethiopian.
Yeah, I get that all the time.
From who?
From Africans.
I get Ethiopians and Ethiopians and Eritreans.
I've been mistaken for Kenyan. I don't even know what Kenyans look like. And I'm always, apparently, and I'm always mistaken for West Indian, like always. And so, stop staring at me. It's making me uncomfortable.
West Indian or East Indian?
What? West Indian. Always mistaken for, I'm always mistaken for West Indian.
Mm-mm. Just African. I'd be like, nah, I'm from Texas.
People will ask me, like, where are you from? I'm like, D.C. No, like, where are your people from? North Carolina. No, like, your people. Look, man, we nigga slaves from North Carolina. I'm sorry to disappoint you. I'm just a Negro.
It's a liquor store right up the street where I live. And when I first moved in, like, my first Friday, week after moving, Friday, you don't want to kick back. So I go in there. As soon as I walk in, I hear, Salam. I'm like, damn. Like, you. I said, do it before you even get started. Before you even ask me. I'm not Ethiopian. I'm not Eritrean.
This is a white man? This man ain't got no black in him. None?
I'm actually, he's tall. Last name Jackson. I mean, what else do you mean?
Okay.
No, my man's like, even to this day, I told him, I said, dude, honestly, I'm not truth be told, dude, so I'm not really sure. I even told him I'm adopted, so I don't know where my tree goes back to. Oh, he goes back to Ethiopia. Well, I should be asking you where the hell I'm from then.
I'm from Nigeria.
My people are from Togo.
Hey, I can tell you where my people from, because I did the ancestry.
So did
thing.
I. Yep, spit right in that cup. No,
I did.
I want to do that. So I tried the tree, but when they ask,
No, that's not the tree. Don't help black people none.
I got stopped because my person that gave birth to me, I never knew where. She didn't have the same last name as my grandma's last name, so I got stumped to be able to ask for your mother's last name. I didn't know what name to give. So I am going to. In fact, can y'all send me a link?
Like I sure can.
They send you the cup. You can't eat for like 30 minutes.
That sounds like something else, though.
And you work up enough spit in your mouth.
You know how to do it.
You work up enough spit in your mouth. You spit in the cup, shake it up, and you send it in.
I'm about to tell you guys.
And then they tell you that you are 16% European, and you look at your computer screen like you is a lie.
Did you sound all too comfortable making that noise, man? Send me a link so I can do that.
Because I like it.
Oh! We don't have to press the wrap it up
button. Well, we had I hope that you all thought that we had a fun and interesting show. We're about to wrap it on out of here.
Serious business. I meant little to none of what I said tonight.
It's all good jokes, and we only meant half of what we said.
I'm 12% European.
I definitely did mean that Phil Jackson was black, though. I 100% meant that, and if somebody could tell Phil Jackson, call me.
All right,
I'm
so,
1% Asian.
Why are you saying
that? Anywho, why did you look at me to see if I had some slanted eyes or something?
Wow.
Why did you
racist.
Do that? You did
that's,
that.
That's not racist.
You did that.
Wow.
Anywho, see us next week.
Yeah, we out of here. Next week.
Same time, same place.
We're going to talk about her daddy issues next week.
I refuse.
Just join us next week where we'll have a lively discussion. 760-683-2662. We out.
Peace. All right, I got the...